want to get right to it. Abby is a listener of the Joe and Alex show, and she, I believe, direct messaged us yesterday. And Abby, first of all, thanks for listening. But what is going on with your family? You guys are having an argument or disagreement, and maybe we can help you out. What's the problem?
Yeah, good morning, guys. So I was at dinner with my family on Wednesday, and my brother brought up this question, and he agrees, but I adamantly do not agree with him.
Okay.
So he wants to know if cereal is considered a soup.
So your brother thinks that cereal is a soup.
He thinks it's like a cold soup, like gazpacho.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that cold soup.
And you say, no, you're the dumbest person I know. I can't believe you're my brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what is your argument against that?
Well, I don't like milk in my cereal. So to me, it is definitely not a soup.
I don't put milk in my cereal either, but I feel like we would be the minority. Most people do.
I would say that to have cereal, you have to put milk. Now, obviously, you don't, but to me, that's not a traditional bowl of cereal. 833-JOE-ALEX. Yes, we have some of the dumbest conversations, but if Abby's having a debate, why don't we help her out? 833-563-2539. Live the web, girl. Do you even have cereal, or are you just only like granola?
I used to eat cereal. I don't really anymore. But I looked up the definition of what soup is, and it says a liquid dish typically made by boiling meat, fish, or vegetables, etc. But a liquid dish, technically, her brother would be right, because it is, if you're obviously not putting milk in your cereal, then it's not. That's a dry food. But if you're putting milk in your cereal, then I think that's considered soup. It's a liquid dish.
Well, then what about the next part? The cooked meat? I mean, I put roast beef in my cereal.
Ew.
Okay.
Get out of here. Do you guys remember on the Amanda show, they had the meatloaf soup?
Oh, my word.
And like the when you would put milk into it, it would turn into gravy.
Okay. 833-JOE-ALEX. I know this is really, really stupid, but I appreciate that our phones are lighting up. Abby, I'm gonna hang up on you, but you can listen to this or check out the podcast later. And thanks for bringing the hard-hitting questions to the Joe and Alex show.
Thank you, guys.
All right, you have a good one. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. That is 8... I can't even talk. This is so weird. 833-563-2539. And half the time, I think Alex is crazy and comes up with stuff. But then it's like, okay, we have listeners that really want us to talk about it. So let's get into it. Will's on the Joe and Alex show. Will, please bring some logic to this conversation. Is cereal a soup?
Yes. Because,
oh, God.
You know, chicken and noodles is separate from chicken noodle soup.
Oh.
Because you don't have the liquid. Doesn't mean it's not a soup.
So does that mean that a liquid makes a soup? That's our broad interpretation. If it's wet, it's soup.
Yeah.
If you put water in just a bowl with a spoon, is that soup?
If I make lemonade and put a lemon in there, is that soup?
I would say yes.
Wow.
Well, it like soup.
I feel like you listen to another morning show.
My mind is
blown. I feel
blown.
Like our listeners are smarter than this.
No, I agree with him.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you calling in. Let's see if Will's the only one. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Keisha, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, guys. I think that, no, it's not a soup.
Thank you.
It's cereal with milk. Soup has broth in it, you know, it's chicken, beef stock, vegetable, but I mean, I think the et cetera part does not fall under milk.
Right, but if you go by the definition, a liquid dish, then wouldn't you have to consider cereal?
Yes, but I mean, come on, it's cereal. No, I just...
How about this? Correct me if I'm wrong. What was the book they used to have out? Like, you could read them. It's like Chicken Noodle Soup for the Soul.
Oh, yes.
Did they ever have Cereal for the Soul?
Cereal Soup for the Soul.
Did you ever hear that book out there?
Yeah, that's true, Joe. That's true.
That's logic, guys.
Somebody just tweeted us and said they work for a grocery store, and they said that they just combine their cereal and soup aisle.
I'm not shopping there.
This guy was not wrong.
They're going to wrap it up right now with Debbie. Hey, Debbie, you are on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Well, I was going to say no, because when you're making soup, the point of putting the meat in it is for the flavor, and you boil it most of the time. Well, not most of the time, but a lot of times people take the meat out because the soup is the broth, and then you can add to it like noodles, vegetables, but cereal is cereal. You put milk in it, and that's just your breakfast dish.
But it's what if not you boiled soup. The milk?
Why would you curdle milk?
Why would you want hot soup? I'm just bringing it,
but I'm saying
unless it's like oatmeal.
In your mind, though, if you did boil the milk, if you did boil the milk, then would it technically be soup?
I wouldn't eat it though. That's gross.
I know, but
that's not the question I'm asking.
No, probably still not. I would say no.
Okay. I have a friend that heats up her milk in the microwave and then puts her cereal in because she likes it warm. And also,
friends are the weirdest people I've ever met.
Couldn't you argue something like Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Couldn't you argue that those kind of marinate in the milk like a meat marinates because they kind of sit in there for a little while?
Stop.
Then the cinnamon and the sugar gets in the milk.
First of all, no, because with cereal, when it gets too soggy, it gets ruined. And then as an ambassador to Cinnamon Toast Crunch, even though they don't realize I'm endorsing them yet, you would never want that with warm. You want the nice cold milk with that Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's your preference.
Exactly.
Oh, thank you, Debbie. They're not going to listen to logic, but I appreciate you.
Soup is hot, cereal is cold.
Boom.
End of story.
There you go.
Dr. Batman tweeted us at Jen
Alex Show. Doctor.
He said it's at least stew.
Yeah, see? There you go.
All right, well.
Stew.
Pork chop, you want to go have go over to Liver Alex's for dinner?
Oh, I'm going to cook you up something real nice in my crock pot.
Oh, yeah, no thanks.